Amen. 弟兄姊妹平安，大家想不想主的国降临啊？我们愿意主的国降临，福音就要传遍地极。第一件事情先燃点我们自己。今天是每年一度拉天门的宣教主日，我们很开心，我们请到宣教士。国语堂那边有我们国际宣教部的 President Dr. Tripwood 在那边讲道，但是在我们语堂这边一点都不会逊色，因为在我们中间的讲员侯伟达 Victor 侯弟兄呢是我们的宣教士。为什么是我们的宣教士呢？因为侯伟达 弟兄呢是在我们教会长大的。如果老一辈可能曹执事 Richard 都会认识，不单止认识 Victor 弟兄，还认识他的爸爸侯宗亮执事，已经回了天家了。所以呢，我们第一，我们自己的宣教士回到家，我们是不是要欢迎他先，是吧？稍后先一起拍掌。第二呢，我们就要感谢主。其实 Victor 和他的太太 Darlene 本来在南加州是有非常之美好的工作，但是上帝呼召他们要去远处传福音，他们就放弃了这里一切所有的、但是宣教士就这样、去到一个宣教的工厂。这个宣教工厂是一个封闭的国家来的，在那里一服侍呢18年是吧，一服侍就服侍了18年，跟着呢神呼召他们回来我们这里、现在呢感谢主了，唉，太好了。现在 Victor 呢回了我们Virginia 的 IMB 国际宣教部，在那里呢做这个宣教部的这个 Vice President、即是这个人家 President Vice President、都是我们美国我们的美南浸信会的国际宣教部的 Vice President， 是我们自己教会 MBCLA 长大的宣教士。我们是不是要 欢乐、我们给点掌声先，是吧？我介绍埋佢太太，佢太太 Darlene 咧，亦都喺国际宣教部咧，负责呢个顾问，其中一个咧就系点样去请 recruit 新嘅宣教士。所以咧，我哋就去祈祷。寻日 Dr. Triffle 已经讲咗，前日都系，我哋咧一系就做被差去嗰、那个，就做宣教士被差去；一系咧我哋就去做差遣嗰个教会吓，同埋咧用奉献嚟支持。如果你神有呼召你要去差去远处传福音的话呢，现在我们可以藉着 Victor 和他太太 Darlene 去申请这个美南浸信会的国际宣教部。哪个有感动申请的话，稍后决志一下跟我讲。但是呢，我们现在也不要再花时间了。今天呢 Victor 宣教士会为我们带来一篇美好的信息，就是神在推动他的教会继续往前进。Victor 弟兄会用英文和我们分享，我会翻译，不过讲个秘密给大家听，大家千万不要虾他。 Victor 弟兄的国语呢是一顺一溜的，还有 Victor 弟兄的广东话呢都是甩甩咳咳的，不是甩甩咳咳， 是非常之流畅的，因为 Victor 小时候和我 是在香港长大的、我们用热烈的掌声欢迎我们讲员、Victor 弟兄。
多谢牧师，多谢牧师，
不用回了、多谢 Victor、
牧师可以讲刚才介绍的时候是说我是在香港长大，但是很多年来了美国，然后后来在其他地方服侍，所以我广东话可以，平时倾偈可以，去食点心可以，但是讲到就有点不是几好，所以麻烦牧师帮我翻译今日的讲道。
没问题。
但是我特别开心，特别感谢主，今日有这个机会真的回来我自己的屋，在这里跟大家一起崇拜，尤其是今日。这个是一个 Mission Sunday， 所以真的特别感谢主。 So I will use English.
Yeah, no problem. 我现在翻译，我现在转台。
So as Pastor Daniel mentioned, my wife and I, God had called us to serve among the nations, and when we left, our daughter was 8 and our son was 4.
神呼召我和太太去到宣教工场的时候，我的女儿是八岁，我的儿子才四岁。
And now our daughter is 26 and our son is 22 and a lot of years have gone by.
现在我的女儿26岁了，我的儿子22岁了，所以我们在宣教工场过了很多年了。
So we have seen God's faithfulness through these many, many years. But more than that, we've seen the faithfulness of all of you and the faithfulness of Mandarin Baptist Church in all of these years as the way that you've prayed for us, the way that you've supported us, the way you've walked alongside us. So I want to say thank you to each one of you for the work and your participation in the mission that God has.
这十八年的宣教，我们看到上帝的信实，但是更加重要的是大家洛杉矶国语浸信会的信实，其实是大家每一位弟兄姊妹，你信实地为我们这些宣教士祈祷，你信实地为我们宣教士奉献，所以在这里我想从心底发出讲一声多谢大家。
And I want to also thank you on behalf of our 3,600 missionaries who are serving around the world.In a year of pandemic, the borders have reopened and most of our missionaries are able to get back into their countries to continue to make the gospel known. So thank you very much on behalf of each one of them for your support and your prayers.
我都想代表三千美林浸信会国际宣教部差派超过3600位的宣教士，他们在世界各地因为疫情的缘故有很大部分回来美国，但是愿意疫情的缓和，很多他们会回去自己的宣教工场，所以多谢大家的祈祷的支持和帮助。
So over the last year and a half, we've all learned new vocabularies.
过去一年半，我们大家都会在新的字典里面。
Most of us have probably never used the word pandemic before March of last year.
以前我们可能没用过这个瘟疫大流行这个字。
And we never knew what COVID meant before March of last year.
之前我们大概都不知道什么叫新冠病毒。
So a lot has happened in the last year and a half.
所以过去年半呢，太多事情发生了。
Around the world, more than 5 million people have died from COVID.
过去年半，超过500万嘅人，世界各地末日因为新冠疫情而死亡。
The United Nations tells us that in the last year and a half, 11.2 million people have lost their homes and become refugees around the world.
联合国话俾我哋听，过去年半咧，有1100万嘅人失去咗佢哋家园，变咗难民。
Because of the crisis in Afghanistan, what's happening in Latin America, in the Middle East.And in Africa, we see tragedies after tragedies after tragedies.
因为大家知道阿富汗发生的事情，南美洲发生的事情，中东的发生的事情，以致很多人成为了难民。
The World Economic Forum tells us that as a result of the pandemic, 1.2 billion children have lost access to education. That's billion with a B.
因为过去的经济衰退，有12亿的儿童失去了教育的机会。
And for many in the United States, schools went online, and that was difficult in many ways. But around the world, many of these children will never go back to school. They have lost access, and likely their education have stopped. 1.2 billion children have lost access to education.
在美国教育全部上线上网，教育有困难，但是在世界各地很多小朋友可能真的没有书读，他的教育可能就停在这里了。好像头先所说，有12亿的小朋友在过去一年半失去了他教育的机会。
So around the world we see tragedies, we see wars, we see terrorism, we see attacks, and here in the United States we see divisiveness.Across our political landscape and even among our churches.
環顧世界，我們見到災難，見到恐怖主義，見到悲劇，而在美國一些政治的情況也都是不樂觀，不理想。
So it has been a very difficult 18 months.
所以過去年半18個月是很困難啊。
And it may be natural sometimes to wonder what is God doing.
所以我們可能會心里边好奇，神啊，你做紧乜嘢啊
？Is he still at work? Is God still on his throne?
神啊，你系咪仲喺世上系做工嘅咧？你系咪仍然喺你嘅宝座上掌权咧
And so often it's easy to be discouraged when we see the circumstances around us.
当我们见到我们环境发生的事情的时候，我们太容易灰心了。
And in many ways, what we see is reminiscent of what the church has always experienced through the generations.
我们见到的也很多时候是教会这新一代所一代又一代所面对的问题。
At the end of the first century, in the year 95, we see the church facing persecution, attack, and danger.
其实教会早在公元一世纪，就是主后95年的时候，教会已经遇到逼迫。
In that time, the apostles, most of the apostles who followed Jesus have been tortured and murdered.
在那个时候，很多追随主耶稣基督的使徒都是被毒打和被杀害的。
The only apostle that remains alive is the apostle John, who was tortured to the verge of death, but he did not die. So the government officials cast him off to the island of Patmos,banished him so that he would die there on the island.
当时剩下一个再生的只是这个约翰使徒约翰，他被毒打，理论上是打到他致死，但他又没有死到，所以呢，政府就将他放逐在这个白魔海岛上面。
The church, the temple in Jerusalem is no more. It has been destroyed, it has been burned down, and the church is under attack.
耶路撒冷的圣殿在公元70年已经被烧、被毁坏，已经被攻击了。
So we don't know what was going on through the minds of the Christian, but from the word of God, we have a sense that they were concerned and they were faced with difficulties. They may have been discouraged, they may have been afraid, they may have been in hiding.
我们不可以完全知道当时的基督徒是想着什么，但是当时的基督徒相信一定是很灰心、很沮丧、很害怕，而且他们躲在不同的地方。
So God sent them an encouragement by giving a vision to the Apostle John there on that island.
所以神就给这些基督徒有一些的鼓励、勉励，神将一个异象给使徒约翰在白魔海岛上面见得到。
So if you turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Revelation, to chapter 7, we'll start in verse 9.
大家有圣经的话，打开启示录第七章，我们由第九节开始读。
And John record for us, after this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number.From every nation, from every tribe and peoples and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
约翰见得到第九节，此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民。各方来的站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕榈枝，大声喊着说：愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。
So often when we look at our circumstances, whether it is the church there in 95 AD or all of us today, it's easy to be discouraged when we look at the circumstances around us.
所以当我们见到我们环境发生的事，无论是公元95年当时的教会，或者现在我们所面对的国会，我们太过容易灰心沮丧了。
But God does what God always does when he reminds us to lift our gaze above our circumstances,and look to him who's sitting on his throne.
但是神让我们抬起头来，望见他在宝座上是超越我们一切的困难的。
God reminds us to not focus on the circumstances, but to focus our gaze upon him.
神提醒我们不要只是看我们环境的困难，而是要将我们的焦点放在神身上。
And God reminds us,to remember that he is in control, that he is Lord.
神提醒我们，神仍然掌权，神仍然掌权。
So in this vision, he gives them a vision of the nations with white robes and palm branches in their hands worshiping him. And for the people of the Jewish nation, they remember this brings back to the Old Testament.
在这个异象里面，神让约翰见到各国国民是拿着棕榈树枝在那里欢呼。对于犹太人来讲，他们想回起他们所过的节期。
Because the command to worship God with palm branches was first given to Moses in the desert, and when they instituted the Feast of the Tabernacle, God gave instruction that on that feast, as they celebrated before the Lord, they were to use palm branches to worship Him, and the Jewish people will remember back to the Mosaic law that was given to them.
因为用棕榈树枝来敬拜神，是神是藉着摩西在旷野的时候，在会幕的敬拜的时候，为会幕聚集的时候，神嗌摩西、嗌以色列人拿着棕榈树枝一起的敬拜神，欢呼赞美神。所以当这些人民听到、见到各个人民拿着棕榈枝，他就想起旧约的时候，我们是这样敬拜的。
So God calls them to remember that when they were in Egypt, God was with them and He was leading them. When they were in the desert, God was with them, and God led them into the promised land. God called the nation of Israel to remember and to worship.
神要以色列民去记得，当年他们是埃及的时候，神与他们同在，拯救出来。当他们在旷野的时候，神与他们同在。当他们入了迦南地的时候，神与他们同在。这个是拿着棕榈树枝纪念神。
And they were worshiping at the Feast of the Tabernacle, the gathering together of the people before the Lord as the body of Christ. And now today, that Feast of the Tabernacle becomes the church that is gathered before the Lord as all of us are members of God's household worshiping Him together.
他们当时所敬拜的是围绕着当时帐幕的圣言，而今天帐幕圣言的敬拜就是我们教会弟兄姊妹的敬拜。
So while we may not think back to what happened in the desert and that Feast of Tabernacle, we think back to the church when Christ first introduced the church to us.
所以我们未必想到那么远，在旷野里他们怎样围绕着这个帐幕在那里的敬拜，但是我们一定记得我们在教会里面是怎样敬拜。
So there's a story that we see with Jesus and his disciples in Matthew chapter 16.
这个故事就是耶稣在马太福音十六章同他的门徒所讲的故事。
And if you open to chapter 16, in the very beginning of that chapter, we see Jesus and his disciple around the Sea of Galilee.
如果马太福音十六章我们看的话，就耶稣同他的门徒在加利利海的海边。
And the Sea of Galilee is a common place where we see Jesus doing ministry during his 3 years on earth. And the four gospels spends a lot of time in many of the stories that we're familiar with, whether it's the healing of the people, it's the storm on the sea, Jesus walking on the sea, all of that happens around the Sea of Galilee and on the Sea of Galilee.
加利利海呢，是耶稣经常在那里服侍，经常在那里行神迹传道的地方。圣经记载过很多的神迹都在加利利海那里，加利利湖或者举行的，就是譬如说耶稣在水面上行走，耶稣平静风浪，耶稣在船道教训人，全部全部都是在加利利海那里是侍奉的。
So at the beginning of the chapter, we see Jesus with his disciples doing ministry around the Sea of Galilee, which is normal, and we expect that.
所以马太福音十六章开始的时候，见到耶稣同他的门徒呢，在加利利海边呢，在那里侍奉，在那里帮助人，这个是我们时常见到的。
But an interesting thing happened because in verse 13, we see Jesus bringing his disciples away from the ministry opportunities around the Sea of Galilee and bringing them about 30 miles north to a city called the Caesarea Philippi.
但是令人奇怪的是耶稣但是他在明明在加利利海服侍，就带门徒去北边30里的地方，去到凯撒利亚腓立比，将门徒带去另外一个地方。
And for you and I, when we read the word of God, this may just seem like a normal journey that he's going there. But for the Jewish people, this is not a normal place because good Jewish men do not go to Caesarea Philippi.
對我哋嚟講咧，我哋就話哦退休會啫，就好似我哋去 Big Bear 咁啫嚇。但係對於呢個猶太人嚟講唔係喎，因為正常嘅猶太人咧係唔會去呢個凱撒利亞腓立比外邦人嘅地方嘅。
Caesarea Philippi had a reputation being a very bad city. It was a very pagan city where lots of evil and promiscuous things happened. And good Jewish men, certainly not a good Jewish teacher, would never bring his disciples there.
嗱，凱撒利亞腓立比喺當時咧係一個罪惡之城，裏邊罪惡滔天嚇。好嘅猶太人咧係唔會去，好似我哋唔會去拉斯維加斯咁啊。
So why did Jesus bring them there？
咁點解耶穌要帶啲門徒去嗰度咧
？And what's even more interesting is once they get there, he asked them a very interesting question。
更加奇怪嘅，當佢哋去到嗰度，耶穌問佢一個好有趣嘅問題。
In verse 13, we see it says, "Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, 'Who do you say that the Son of Man is?'"
耶穌到了凱撒利亞腓立比的境內，就問門徒說：人說我人子是誰
？You and I may wonder what other people think about us.
你同埋我都可能好注意人哋點樣諗我。
It's generally kind of human nature to wonder: do they like us? Do they appreciate what we said? Was it helpful? How did they react? What do they think about us?
就好自然，我哋人咧就睇想睇下人哋中唔中意我哋啊，中唔中意我哋講啲嘢啊，人哋點諗我咧，我都好自然。